home Wednesday as part of its investigation into the potential mishandling of classified documents, the president's personal lawyer said. The search, the third of a Biden site in less than 2 months, follows the 13-hour January 20th top-to-bottom check of his Wilmington, Delaware home, where agents located documents with classified markings and also took possession of some of his handwritten notes. Republican Nikki Haley is moving closer to making her presidential campaign official. AP correspondent Jennifer King has our story.
Sources say former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley will announce her 2024 presidential campaign at an event in Charleston, South Carolina on February 15th. She would be the first Republican to throw her hat in the ring against Donald Trump. Haley supported other candidates during Donald Trump's first campaign. She prompted speculation when she stepped down from her post as the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations in 2018. In Des Moines in 2020, Haley talked about her ambitions.
I've never lost a race. I'm not going to start now. I'll put 1,000% in and I'll finish it.
In 2021, she said she would not run if President Trump ran, but she has since shifted course and told Fox News recently a lot has changed. In South Carolina on Saturday, Trump told WIS-TV that Haley had called him several days earlier to seek his opinion, and although he reminded her of her promise not to run, he says he told her if your heart wants to do it, you have to go do it. I'm Jennifer King.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris heads to Memphis Wednesday to attend the funeral of Tyre Nichols. Icy weather in Memphis had delayed the funeral service for Nichols, who died following a brutal beating by police after a traffic stop. His death was captured on video and has prompted nationwide protests and renewed calls for police reform. This is VOA News. Many Congolese faithfuls sang and celebrated prior to Pope Francis delivering Mass on Wednesday morning to an estimated 1 million people on the airfields of Kinshasa's Ndolo Airport. Pope Francis urged Congo's people to forgive those who have harmed them.
Quanto bene ci fa ripulire il cuore dalla rabbia, dei rimorsi.
He said, what great good it does us to cleanse our hearts of anger and remorse, of every trace of resentment and hostility. He presided over a Mass that was his first main event in Africa, dedicated to peace and reconciliation for a country racked by decades of violence. This is the first papal visit since St. John Paul II's last trip in 1985. Improved security in Ethiopia's Tigray region since a November ceasefire has allowed aid to reach some previously inaccessible areas. But humanitarian needs remain urgent, the International Committee of the Red Cross, the ICRC, said. The ICRC says the destruction of hospitals and looting of ambulances mean medical services are still lacking. A doctor at a hospital in central Tigray says they're doing what they can, but patients still die.
So we are already suffering the lack of the supplies. So we are already managing only in simple thing to give what we have on our hand only. But it's not enough because seeing patients that can't be able to treat him, but dying on your hand is very painful.
Ukraine's defense minister said on Tuesday that a decision by France this month to provide Kyiv with light AMX-10 RC armored combat vehicles has had a snowball effect with other allies, later promising to send tanks. He made his comments in Paris after talks with his French counterpart. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov on Wednesday reacted to reports that a new package of U.S. military assistance to Ukraine is set to be announced noon. He said, quote, this is a direct path to inciting tensions and taking the escalation to a new level, end quote. He made the comments in a conference call with reporters. Asked to comment on regional authorities in Siberia offering a premium to recruits from the region for destroying Leopard tanks after they're delivered, Peskov said it reflected public support for the military, adding, quote, we have already said that we will burn them, end quote. British and European Union negotiators have been holding constructive talks, but no deal has been reached on post-Brexit trade rules relating to Northern Ireland, Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar said on Wednesday. He was responding to a question in Parliament about a report in The Times. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Hits on VOA 1.